And we have a new one following this announcement from the Clerk of the House, Mary Harris, when Parliament resumed at 2 p.m.
Honourable Members, I wish to advise the House that the office of Speaker is vacant.
The Clerk then called for an MP to replace Lockwood Smith, whose resignation took effect at midnight on Wednesday.
The House must now proceed to choose a Speaker. Are there nominations?
First to respond was John Key.
Honourable Prime Minister.
Madam Clerk, I nominate the Honourable David Carter for the office of Speaker.
The Clerk's call for further nominations, usually just a formality, this time attracted a response from Opposition Leader David Shearer.
Madam Clerk, I nominate the Honourable Trevor Mallard for the position of Speaker.
Mr Shearer's nomination of his shadow Leader of the House was followed by this request from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Madam Clerk, due to the rather unusual circumstances of this transition to another Speaker and its nomination, I seek leave for a one-hour debate on this subject before any vote takes place.
That got the thumbs down from the government.
In that case, Madam Speaker, I seek leave that there be a one-hour debate after the vote takes place.
Accidentally promoted there from clerk to speaker, Mary Harris put that request, which met the same fate, and was followed by this one from the MP that Mr Peters expelled from the New Zealand First Party caucus.
Brendan Horan.
Madam Clerk, I seek leave that this election be conducted by way of a secret ballot. This would allow all members and New Zealand to be sure that the Speaker will enjoy the unquestioned confidence of this House.
But that was also blocked by the government, and with no further nominations, the clerk called for a vote.
There being two members nominated, a personal vote must be held. Ring the bells. Those voting for the Honourable David Carter will go to the right, to the ayes lobby. Those voting for the Honourable Trevor Mallard will go to the left, to the noes lobby. Lock the doors.
Lock the doors!
And those doors remained locked until after the clerk announced the winner.
The Honourable David Carter is declared elected Speaker. Unlock the doors.
Unlock the doors.
In Parliament since 1994, winning Selwyn for National before transferring to the party's list and promoted to the front bench as Minister for Primary Industries by John Key, Mr Carter received 62 votes. One more than the bare majority in this House and 10 more than Trevor Mallard. With a national whip on either arm, the Speaker-elect was led up to the chair to a standing ovation from the government benches while the opposition remained seated. The division, evident in the contest over his election, was given voice when Winston Peters joined party leaders in mixing congratulations for Mr Carter with valedictories for Lockwood Smith.
Whilst he wished the Right Honourable Lockwood Smith well in his new appointment, representing New Zealand in one of our most important bases abroad in London, we nevertheless have to place on record our disquiet that in a time when so many career diplomats have lost their jobs in foreign affairs, that yet another political appointment by this government has been made to supersede these career diplomats' lifelong commitment to the service. And the country is going to suffer because of it.
Mr Peters expressed disappointment at the government's failure to consult the opposition over the choice of a new speaker.
We would have contributed constructively and thoughtfully to a dialogue around the selection of a new speaker, which has been the long tradition of this parliament. And there yet remains outstanding any explanation as to why it was done this way, or even to have a debate today on this very unprecedented selection process.
Mr Peters didn't blame the new speaker, but rather the leaders of his party.
I'm not going to stand here today and make out that everything's fine and dandy, because it's not. This is a very important appointment, and we do congratulate you for having succeeded, and we wish you the very, very best in what, because of the circumstances on your advent to this job, is going to be more and more difficult.
Finally, claiming the longest association with Mr Carter, United Futures' Peter Dunn recalled their school days together at St Bede's in Christchurch.
You, after all, I recall, graced the boards at one stage as the lead in HMS Pinafore and showed deft singing and acting skills, while I, along with your brother at the time, was left to be a mere hornpipe dancer in the chorus. Sir, while some things have changed.
Or maybe not. After inviting MPs to join him at Government House for his swearing-in, the Speaker-elect performed his first official duty from the chair.
The House stands adjourned till 2 o'clock, February 12, 2023. 2013.
I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.